ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 द स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 31 लॉर्ड कपिलास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन द मूवमेंट्स ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज पार्ट 3 वर्सेस 22 थ्रू 33। This is your life. Lord Kapila continued instructing his mother Devahuti. The 10-month-old living entity has these desires even while in the womb. But while the living entity thus extols the Lord, the wind which helps parturition propels one forth with one's face turned downward, so that one may be born. Pushed downward all of a sudden by the wind, the child comes out with great trouble, head downward, breathless, and deprived of memory due to severe agony. Thus, falling on the ground, the child, smeared with stool and blood, plays just like a worm germinated from the stool. The child thus falls on the ground, smeared with stool and blood, and plays just like a worm germinated from the stool. The living entity loses one's superior knowledge and cries under the spell of Maya. After coming out of the abdomen, the child is given to the care of persons who are unable to understand what the child wants, and thus is nursed by such persons. Unable to refuse whatever is given, the child falls into undesirable circumstances. Laid down on a foul bed, infested with sweat and germs, the poor child is incapable of scratching its own body in order to get relief from the itching sensation, to say nothing of sitting up, standing, or even moving. And in this helpless condition, gnats, mosquitoes, bugs, and other germs bite the baby, whose skin is so tender, just as smaller worms bite a big worm. Deprived of wisdom, the child cries bitterly. And in this way, the child passes through childhood. From birth to the end of 5 years of age is called childhood. After 5 years, up to the end of the 15th year, is called Pauganda. In this Pauganda age, the child also suffers pain from desires to get things one can never achieve. And thus, due to ignorance, one becomes angry and sorry. With the growth of the body, the living entity, in order to vanquish one's soul, increases his or her false prestige and anger, and thereby creates enmity towards similarly lusty people. By such ignorance, the living entity accepts the material body, which is made of 5 elements, as oneself. And with this misunderstanding, one accepts non-permanent things as one's own, and thus increases one's ignorance in the darkest region. Simply for the sake of the body, which is a source of constant trouble, and which follows one, because one is bound by ties of ignorance and fruitive activities, one thus performs various actions which only cause one to be subjected to repeated birth and death. If, therefore, the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and gratification of the palate, he or she again goes to hell as before. As a result, one becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all such opportunities. Recorded July 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Yashomati Nandana Brajabaro Nagara Gokula Ranjana Bana Yashomati Nandana Brajabaro Nagara Gokula Ranjana Bana Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vibhana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vibhana Amalahari Nam Amiyavi Lata Amalahari Nam Amiyavi Lata Amalahari Nam Amiyavi Lata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Purandara Navina Gada Boda Vanshi Badana Suvasa Vipina Purandara Navina Nagada Boda Vanshi Badana Suvasa Jana Palana Asura Kula Nasana Nanda Godhana Rakawala Braja Jana Palana Asura Kula Nasana Nanda Godhana Rakawala Govinda Madhava Navanita Chaskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Govinda Madhava Navanita Chaskara Sundara Nanda Gopala Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kripamoya Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasanahara Rasa Rasika Kripamoya Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natabhara Bhakati Vinoda Sraya Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natabhara Nirantara Dasa Asraya Amala Hari Nam Amiya Vilasa
Lord Sri Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda. He is the transcendental lover in the land of Braja. Krishna is the delight of Gokula, and a nickname of Krishna is Kana. Krishna is the wealth of the lives of the gopis. Krishna steals the mind of even Cupid, and Krishna punishes the Kaliya serpent. These pure holy names of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarine pastimes. Krishna is the Lord of the 12 forests of Braja. Krishna is ever youthful and is the best of lovers. Krishna is always playing on his flute, and Krishna is a most excellent dresser. Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Braja. Krishna is the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties. Krishna is the keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaja's cows. Krishna's name is Govinda because he gives pleasure to the cows, the land, and the spiritual senses. Krishna's name is Madhava because he is the husband of the goddess of fortune, referring to the original goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani. Krishna is famous as the butter thief of Gokula, and Krishna is known as the beautiful cowherder boy of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna can be seen wandering along the banks of the river Yamuna. Once, Krishna stole the garments of the young damsels of Braja who were bathing. Krishna delights in the mellows of the rasa dance. Krishna is very merciful, and Krishna is the lover and beloved of Srimati Radha Thakurani. And Krishna is the great dancer of Vrindavan. Thakur Bhaktivinoda says that this Krishna is his shelter and only refuge. And Nirantara Das follows in the footsteps of Thakur Bhaktivinoda as well as his spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by also taking shelter of Krishna and saying that Krishna is his only refuge.